This is Football in Europe special interview.
Okay, to continue our series looking at British players who have made the move to try their football abroad, we speak now to Andrew Driver, who's playing in the Eredivisie at the moment. Andrew, thanks for coming on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So you're playing in the Eredivisie. This is your first season in Dutch football. You're playing for De Graafschap. How are you finding, what differences are you finding in terms of football compared to England and Scotland?
The biggest thing, the difference, obviously, I played in Scotland for a long time, is the difference is I think the facilities are much higher. They do like to play a passing game of football here, and it's a little bit more on the ground than it was in Scotland. But I think the biggest difference I notice is the better facilities, and I'm loving it so far. It's a really good experience.
I know you had to go over for a trial initially, I think, and then did you have an injury for the start of the season?
No, it was kind of funny. I went away to, I was in the MLS for 2 years. Obviously, I came back and I went to Aberdeen, and I was only there for 2 months and didn't play. So I'd kind of not played for a while. On paper, it looked like I hadn't played for a year when it technically was only a few months. But I wasn't really in great shape either. So I had to go over and went in a wee trial, and the rest is as it is.
So you're in something of a relegation scrap at the moment, but you got a big win last weekend. How important was that in terms of the survival fight, and how are you feeling about it in general?
We're up against it. We knew we would be firm from day one. I think our budget is the lowest by far in the league. The guys kind of scraped up through the playoffs last year, so we knew it was going to be difficult, but I think we've got a good young team. We're learning all the time, so the first half of the season of cards, we obviously only won the one game. But we've had the break, and I think we've reinvigorated, and we went away to Turkey and obviously got a massive result of the weekend, which I think after you win and get a result like that, it all turns rosy again and you can take on the world.
And you're playing in some iconic stadiums as well. I mean, I think before the winter break, you went to Ajax and were beaten, but what was the experience of going to the Amsterdam Arena?
It was amazing. It's funny, I've actually got a picture of a kid in an Ajax strip. Obviously, Ajax are a massive team, so... We actually played fairly well as well. We could have matched a point on another day, but which was a bonus. It was a great experience, and I've got to look forward to going playing in some other good stadiums. Even that's the good thing about the Eredivisie. Even the small teams usually have small stadiums that get quite full, so you get decent atmosphere. The organised fan sections and everything, and I think they're a little bit old school in terms of the way they watch the games. I think it's kind of like England in the 90s, in a way. They're kind of stuck at that kind of fan base, so which is great. I think when you're playing, you want to be playing in a good atmosphere and have the fans behind you.
Earlier in the season, and actually a couple of times on, we've had Darren O'Dea, who made a sort of similar move to you, Scotland and MLS. And he says, once you make the move to the MLS, that's when you start to get calls from people outside of England about different leagues and a whole world of volume. He went to play in Ukraine and has been to India. Did you find that move to the MLS suddenly opened you up to a new market almost?
I don't know. It's kind of strange. There isn't many British or Irish people who do make moves into different markets.
No.
So I think it probably will. But I think the most important thing that he probably has the same as I do is that they've got a willingness to go to these places. It's hard for some people to just pack their bags and go somewhere else. So it was something. Sorry, my dog's playing at my feet here.
That's all right. We roll with it. Do you want to deal with the dog, or do you want to stop?
I've shut him out. I'm all right. He just thought I was playing because I'm walking around the living room.
So when I was doing a bit of reading up before, Andy, I saw that your wife is from America. You met her while you were over there.
Yeah.
So this surely is a massive difference for her.
Oh well, yeah, I know that was the question when I moved over. Would she like it? But I think she's happy. She's worked all her life, so she's happy. She's had a year off, not being able to work, and she's going doing the European coffee shops and everything. So it actually moved out quite well. I don't know if she wants to go back to America now. So.
And how do you think you're performing as an individual in that team?
Well, as I've said before, I think the lifestyle has helped me out this year. I had a slow start because I was behind in catching up in pre-season and everything, but the last couple of months I've started to get back to my old self when I was young, I was performing pretty well, and I think it went backwards a little bit for a couple of years. Injuries and stuff caught up with me, but I've had a long time without injury now, and I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, it'd be nicer if we were winning more games, but I can feel myself and see myself getting much better, and I think my best performance was at the weekend there, so I just need to keep building on it.
One of the games I did see this season live was the 6-3 with PSV. The game in which you scored, and I thought we've got to get him on the show. That was an insane match of football. I think that was back in October. You lost 6-3 at home, but a brilliant game. I mean,
it was insane, wasn't it? Like,
it was.
We were 3-0 down after 20 minutes, never even touched the ball. And then to go to 3-0 was just, I think no one would have ever imagined it. It was unbelievable. It was it shows like our little stadium. We've only got a 10,000 seat stadium, but the atmosphere when we get going is pretty amazing. The boys get buzzing.
And are you even thinking about next season yet? I mean, or are you just taking the season as it comes and then working out what happens next?
Well, I think you just got to concentrate on football.
I
know what it's like. I've been there. I've had to go on trial. I've had to search for teams and stuff. So I think hopefully if I keep doing as well as I can, you never know, if we stay up, then we'll talk to the team. And if we don't, we'll hopefully get something else. But I think you just got to, if you're not playing well, you don't have any options. So
sort of the technical stuff, where you had a guy as well who was on in the Ajax Academy, Jamie Lawrence. And he talks about when he was in academies at QPR and at Arsenal, and then he moved to Ajax, how the level of technicality in the way that the Dutch went about their football. Are you noticing that on a game-to-game basis compared to what you experienced in Britain?
The biggest technical thing that I notice is they want to play out from the back all the time.
So is that every team wants to do that?
Pretty much every team, yeah. Right. So the goalkeeper gets it, and you know, in England, everyone just goes forward. Here, everyone just like, the defenders spread out, and they always try and play a short pass from the back. It kind of annoys me at times, because I watch the highlights every week, and half the goals come from them losing it in bad areas. So, being British, you're just like, what are they doing? But you've got to appreciate, like, they do try to play it, and I think that's the Dutch way. They want to play good football, and you've got to commend them for doing it. Sometimes I wish they'd just do it in better areas sometimes.
And tell us a little bit about the Graafschap as a club. Why are you enjoying this club in particular so much?
I think the thing with the Graafschap is it's a small town. It's a small town called Dutchem, in like a rural area. So it's a pretty small club. But I think the benefits of having a small club is it's family run, and everybody knows everyone, and everyone's great, and they do a lot in the community, and we have functions all the time with all the fans and stuff. So it's a nice atmosphere to go to work in, if that makes sense. So and the fans have been brilliant this year. We've only got 8 points, but the fans haven't turned on us at all. They've backed us all the way. So it's really been a nice place to work in.
Andrew, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. Will you come back on at the end of the season and give us a recap of how the whole campaign went?
Yeah, hopefully we'll have stayed up, and it'll be all happiness.
Absolutely. Best of luck for the second half of the season, Andrew. And
no problem.
I'll leave you to tend to the dog as well.
All right, cheers, mate.